Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky. Experts say that today, all of aviation accounts for about 2% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions.
Right now, over the U.S., there are more than 27,000 flights a day. Experts say that as air traffic increases, aviation's contribution to greenhouse warming will increase. And air traffic is increasing around the world, especially in developing countries such as India and China.
One effect is that when jet engine combustion happens at high altitudes, it can create cloud-like contrails. Many scientists think that contrails contribute to trapping heat in Earth's atmosphere.
Greenhouse gases and emissions in the form of water vapor that can change the existing water vapor into contrails can have what they estimate on the order of 2 to 4 times greater impact per unit than the same emissions at the surface.
That was Patrick Minnis at NASA's Langley Research Center. He said that as contrails dissipate, they act like cirrus clouds, which hold heat in the atmosphere.
Their impact is still a big question mark. We're pretty sure that they cause warming, but whether that warming is negligible or whether it's greater than we expect from the greenhouse gases like CO2 and ozone that are produced by the aircraft exhaust, we're not sure.
Our thanks today to NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.